Mission.
Well, once again, it is in fact 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I just sat down in my bathtub because I have a slight problem today. Oh boy, I woke up this morning and immediately noticed that it was very cold. So I checked the temperature, and it is -3 degrees, and that's in Fahrenheit. Man, oh man. So I thought, okay, so it's cold. That'll be fun. And I ate my breakfast waffles, and I did my computer stuff. And then when I was checking my mail, and when I got done checking my mail, I walked out of my office / studio, a room in my house. I don't know what I did. I got a little bit dizzy or something, and I started like tipping over, and when I went to correct myself, I pulled a muscle. Just enough that it started to twinge, and I thought I might start getting spasms. I don't know what muscle that is, but it's the muscle that's right above your ribs. And man, that when that starts to spasm, that's annoying as all heck. Especially because then that's an area where spasms like to travel. So I thought, you know, I better get in the bathtub just in case. So here I am. Yummy. Ooh, hot. I'm in the tub with a fresh cup of tea. Oh. And I'm rather pleased about it. I also watched some football this morning. There was a lot of football on, and today is going to be a good sports day for me. Because I watched football, and let's see, Manchester City played Leicester City, and that ended up being a 0-0 draw. So I'm happy about that. Leicester spoiled. No. God, what is wrong with my brain? Crystal Palace versus Manchester City ended in a 0-0 draw. Which is bad for Manchester City because they were on an 18-game winning streak, which if they could have gotten that to 19, they would have tied for the record. If they could have gone to 20, they would have had the new record. But they didn't. And the spoiler was who? Crystal Palace, of all teams. Can you believe it? Yeah, unfortunately, Leicester City, they lost their game. Oh, I was depressed. Because they scored first. They scored in like the first 3 minutes. Jamie Vardy. Love that guy. But then the other team came back and put 2 goals on them, and so they lost 2-1. The third game today was, and I just got done watching it, Arsenal versus who? Was it West Brom? And that game ended in a 1-1 draw. It looked like Arsenal was gonna, you know, pretty much dominate that one. They got a goal early, not very early, but earlier in the game. But then in the 87th minute, right before the end of the game, Arsenal had a handball. Even though when I saw the replay, I didn't think it was a handball. It shouldn't have been called, and other pundits agree. And the other team was awarded a penalty kick. They scored the goal. The game ended 1-1. I'm trying to lean back in my bathtub here, and it's kind of difficult. Yeah. Putting a stretch on that sore muscle. That's not so great. Oh, boy. Yeah, so anyway. I watched a lot of football this morning. And the games are done for the day. But the good news is, coming up here in about 45 minutes, there's going to be a rugby game. An English Premiership rugby game. So I'm looking forward to that. I don't know what teams are playing. I better turn off this water. Here we go. I don't know what teams are playing in the rugby game. It didn't say on the schedule. But then after the rugby game, there's going to be a half an hour special called An American's Guide to Rugby to explain, you know, how to play rugby to American people who don't know. Unfortunately, it's after the game. I think they should have probably aired that before the game, but yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll watch it just to entertain myself. Because I won't be doing much of anything else. It's so cold today. What was I going to do? Oh, I kind of have to drive to the post office. But I really don't have to do that. I got to drop something in the mail before. But I still got like 10 days. Before the 15th or the 16th, I'd have to check. But, you know, I like to get those things out of the way. I like to get things in the mail as fast as possible. So maybe I'll go to the post office later today just to see how cold it is. Actually, it was really cold last night, too. And at about 12:45, it occurred to me, geez, the last time I didn't drive my car for 2 days, it had a real hard time starting up in the cold weather. So I thought, maybe I better start my car just to make sure, you know, the battery stays charged and the car, you know, functions. So last night, for 15 minutes, right about midnight, I went driving around, warmed my car up, drove around for a while, and then drove back into my garage. Hooray. But it was weird because there was no traffic. There was like very, very few people out just because it was so cold. And it was snowing a little bit, but just, you know, like a very dusty sort of snow. And the road conditions were pretty much fine. But it was very, very cold at that point. So that was fun. And I wasn't all that cold driving around. You know, when you're in your car, you're not in the wind. So I had my big wool trench coat on and I was toasty warm driving around. So maybe today, or maybe I'll wait until later tonight, I will go to the post office. That'll be something to do. Oh, and do I need to go to the store? Not really. Why am I so paranoid about going to the store? It's supposed to be warmer in a couple of days. And when I say warmer, I mean about 20 degrees warmer. I think on Tuesday, it's supposed to be 18 degrees. Ooh, isn't that warm? Yeah, well, it is compared to what we got going now. And apparently the wind is going to pick up, because I was watching the Weather Channel, and they were saying, oh, there's going to be a wind advisory for such and such a time, until such and such a time. Wind chill temperatures of negative 25 to negative 35. Don't go outside, you'll freeze to death instantly. So that'll be fun. See if anybody freezes to death instantly if they go outside. Oh, won't that be exciting? Yes, it will. But the most exciting thing in my life today happens tonight at 1 a.m. I've got a big bash game. Oh, I'm so excited. It didn't say on the schedule who the teams were. But I've got a cricket game live from Australia airing tonight. And it goes until, what, like 5 a.m.? Because it takes about 4 hours to play. Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to stay up that late. Although I want to. I want to stay up all night. But I can't, because that'll just throw me off for the next day. So I'll probably watch the first innings, meaning the first team to bat. And then hopefully tomorrow or the next day, they'll do the thing that they did last week where they had the highlights or condensed game show. And I can see how the game turned out. I'm pretty excited about it. I'm so happy. Nothing else is on TV tonight, so I was glad to see that the game was on. So I'll have something to do. I'll be sitting here, well, not here, not in the tub. I'll be sitting in front of my tube, drinking yummy hot tea, and watching my cricket live from Australia. Oh, who's going to play tonight, do you think? Is it going to be the Sydney Sixers? I kind of like the Sydney Sixers. And I also kind of like the Perth Scorchers. I like them all. I like all the teams. The Melbourne Stars. And how many teams are there? 10 or a dozen? If I remember, there's kind of a funny number of teams. I don't remember exactly how many it is. Oh, and there was something else I had to look up. The power play. I can't remember what it is. It has to do with how many people you can have in the infield for the first 5 or 6 innings. I mean, for the first 5 or 6 overs, but I don't remember exactly what it was, that rule. Other forms of cricket do not have the power play. So I'm going to have to look this up. Look it up a little bit later and get that straightened out in my head, because I got to look into it. Anyway. Could I clear my throat enough? Right when I thought my sinuses were fine, now they're starting to do strange stuff again. So why don't we go to break? Let's listen to some music. I just pushed the random button here. So here is some random music for you.
62. He's back. And this time, he's mad. Gandhi 2. No more Mr. Passive Resistance. He's out to kick some butt. This is one bad mother you don't want to mess with.
Don't move, slime ball.
He's a one-man wrecking crew. But he also knows how to party.
Give me a steak, medium rare.
Hey, Baldy!
There is only one law. His law. Gandhi 2.
I didn't know I could eat that much ham. It's just a shame all those pigs had to die.
Oh, we don't kill them. We only take the hind legs. The pigs get little carts.
Oh, all right. And we're back. I'm downstairs trying to get organized on my futon here. Gotta put this blanket over my feet because it's so cold. Oh, lean back here. And is this helping my back any? Yeah, I think so. Oh, and here we are. I'm watching the rugby game, which started just a few minutes ago. And this is a rugby game from England. This is the English Premiership, the top rugby league in England. And this is rugby union, not rugby league. So this is the really rough stuff, The slightly less formatted game, the slightly more chaos game. It's great. This is my preferred form of rugby. Although I really shouldn't say that. I am starting to like rugby league, which is a slightly different form of rugby, which is closer to American football with a system of downs and stuff. But not this one. This is union. This is just a free-for-all. And today's game is between Exeter and Leicester City. You hear me talk about Leicester City a lot because I really like their football team. Well, Leicester City also has a rugby team. And I'm trying to remember what they're called. Are they the Wasps? No. Well, yeah, Exeter is the Chiefs. So it's the Exeter Chiefs versus the Leicester City... Oh, their football team is the Foxes. But I don't think their rugby team is the same mascot. I originally went to Wasps, but I don't think Leicester isn't the Wasps. Leicester is... I don't know. I don't remember. Oh, okay. Don't sit this way. Gotta shift. There we go. So, yeah, I'm real excited about being able to watch some rugby. Oh, here comes Whiny Dingins. Here comes Whiny Bing Bong Badings, who was hassling me earlier, just 5 minutes ago. You wouldn't shut up. You were giving me the yangs. Here's my baby standing up here on the futon now. What are you doing? What's this kitty doing? Oh, stick your butt in my face. That's nice. Move your butt. Okay, that's better. Oh, you want to do some kitty stuff on the banky? Okay. So now I have to move out of my comfortable position, sit down here on the floor where my butt is getting ice cold, wrap the banky around my legs, position it just right. Now, okay, jump in there. Well, now what are you doing? I just got the banky all ready for you, Peppa. You want to get in there and do banky stuff? There we go. So here we go. Cat is now on the banky. And we are both watching rugby. Hooray. Oh, and Lester just lost the ball. Doe. Wow, these guys got a lot of logos on their jerseys. They almost look like a Mexican soccer team. Okay, so along with the club crest and the competition badge, how many ads do these guys have on their jerseys? This guy's got the main sponsor jersey. They got one, two, three things on their back. A fourth thing on their left shoulder. Oh, it's just crazy. So much advertising. Oh, who am I talking to, dingin'? Yeah, cat's wondering who am I talking to. Yes, you're a good baby. Kitties like advertising. Kitties even know what advertising is. They say, oh yeah, I want to see ads for kitty products. And I said, no, there's no kitty channel. We got to watch the kitty channel. And my cat is rubbing her face into my knee. She's not rubbing it on my knee. She's actually pushing so hard she's trying to push her face through my knee, right? What are you doing? Such a wacky cat. Yeah, so I was going to check for something else today. I don't remember what it was. Oh, I got to check. You know what I watched last night? Yeah. The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension was on again last night. And I caught the vast majority of it. It's so corny. It's so cheesy. It just makes me laugh. Why don't they make movies like that anymore? And for that matter, since all we ever do these days is remake movies that, you know, were made 10, 20, 30 years ago, why doesn't somebody remake Buckaroo Banzai now? With the technology and special effects we have these days, we could have one of the craziest Buckaroo Banzai movies ever. The big question is, who would you cast in the remake of Buckaroo Banzai? Well, I was thinking about that a little bit last night. And I think the only thing I really came up with was Channing Tatum to play Perfect Tommy. Okay, see you later, Dinkus. There goes my cat. So we have Perfect Tommy, played by Channing Tatum. And we might as well get James Franco in there to play Reno. And who else? Who are you going to get to play John Big Boutte? Well, I wouldn't cast him, but if somebody else was casting this movie, they would probably cast Will Ferrell. Although somebody like Sacha Baron Cohen would be just as good, if not better. So you got to cast all the red lectoids, and you got to cast the back lectoids. And they're all Jamaican Rastafarians. So I don't know if I still want to go that route, but it's kind of funny. I don't know. I'm going to have to sit down and play casting director, and because I just have no idea who I would cast as Buckaroo. You could cast just about anyone as Penny Pretty, Ellen Barkin's original role. You just get some girl who's kind of cute. Maybe Anna Kendrick. She could probably do a good Penny Pretty. And, geez. There's just so many places, so many directions you could go. So, if you want to see a new remake of Buckaroo Banzai, let's start a petition. Speaking of petitions and other documents, I forgot to mention this for the last couple of days, but I have compiled a list of all the best dubious goals committee meetings of 2017. Pretty much the top 10% best shows of 2017 are all now compiled into a convenient list with the date of the show and the subject matter. And so you can look this up. This list is posted on the bulletin board on SDF. Just look under Anon Radio and look for the title Best of DGC 2017 or something like that. If you don't have access to the Super Dimension Fortress bulletin board, just email me, tobe@sdf.org. And Tobe is obviously T-O-B. tobe@sdf.org. Email me and I will send you this list, and I will also send you a link to the archive where you can hear these classic episodes. Oh yeah, there's some good stuff in there. Oh, I need some tea. Where'd that tea go? Oh, it's over here now.
Yummy. Oh, it's a little bit hot. Oh, it's okay.
So good.
Yeah.
So now what am I doing? We gotta check the TV schedule. I didn't check Channel 84. So what's on today? Right now we have the Son of the Pink Panther, which is kind of okay if you like Roberto Benigni. You kind of have to have an appreciation for that guy to have any appreciation for that film. And I kind of do. I understand why Roberto Benigni is supposed to be funny. I just don't find him to be all that hilarious. He's more of an academic comedian, and so I don't know. He's all right. I've seen him do some good stuff. Then we got Agent Cody Banks, the spy, the child spy vehicle for Frankie Muniz, and the Pink Panther 2 with Steve Martin, because Steve Martin and Roberto Benigni can't be in the same movie together? I don't know, but that would have been awesome. Then Spaceballs, probably the worst movie ever. And then A Night at the Roxbury, also terrible, but kind of makes me laugh sometimes. And nope, no Buckaroo Banzai on tonight. Going down to Channel 87, no, I got no Archer tonight or anything else. No Sunny, all Simpsons for the next 24 hours. Isn't that a nightmare? I know, right? Can you believe The Simpsons is still on? What's it been, 25 years now? Pretty soon, that's going to break the record for the longest running television show ever in the world, probably second only to Doctor Who. You know, Doctor Who was on hiatus there for well over a decade, and so I think The Simpsons might have caught up to it. That's just ridiculous. And speaking of long-running shows, once It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia comes back on, that's going to become one of the longest-running live-action sitcoms ever. Just going by number of seasons, not by number of episodes. All right, more tea.
Oh, yeah.
The most delicious tea ever. Oh, I'm so glad I get to sit here and drink tea. Because unfortunately, I'm running out of time. Who am I? My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, without exception, right here on Anon Radio. I got a bolt. Tune in tomorrow. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. We'll be right back.
HBJ 夜中、ウェルカム9945。